The smell of the ocean breeze. The view of the romantically decaying monuments. Hard to find a better last resting place. Like most of my fellow white marble angels here in Waverley Cemetery, I've enjoyed seeing how much freer young women are today than back when this cemetery was new. Really, we don't mind that you come walking through in your swimmers, though a few buried here definitely would. Did you know that in 1911, Australian men couldn't control themselves around women? So women had to cover up. That's what a lot of people claimed. We're about to meet someone who challenged that. Fanny Durack. Fanny had to break some rules in order to break a lot of world records. She was Australia's first female Olympic gold medal winner in swimming. But the hard part wasn't the race. It was being allowed to swim. What's a girl to do when the New South Wales Ladies Amateur Swimming Association says she can't compete in the 1912 Olympics because she'd be swimming in front of men?
The New South Wales LASA has a foolishly hard and fast rule. None of its members may compete at shows where men are of the onlookers. No man shall enter here.
But it wasn't only the ladies. This was the first year that the Olympics was allowing women to swim. But the Australian Olympic Committee said it couldn't afford to send females because they were sending 20 men. Luckily, the press and the public weighed in on the debate.
If Australasia is to be represented by a water nymph at the next Olympic Games in Stockholm, that nymph should be Miss Fanny Durack. For if there is any athlete in Australasia who should go to the great contests, it is this young Sydney swimmer. The Sydney Sun, 27th of February, 1912.
Fanny Durack and her rival and good friend Mina Wiley were determined to go, no matter what anyone said. Shocking though some found it, this wouldn't be the first time they'd swum in front of men.
Fanny Durack and Mina Wiley are the only ladies in the Commonwealth to hold the diploma of the Royal Life Saving Society. This they won when Mr. Henry was here last year from England. The Sydney Sun.
Fanny had already won 56 medals and over 100 trophies. She'd broken world records. But still, Australia's Olympic selectors were refusing to send her. But the public wasn't standing for it. They demanded that the friends go. There were even reports of protests in the streets, and they crowdfunded Fanny's passage to Europe. Friends and family paid for miners. The press loved it.
Fanny Durack, who will meet on behalf of Australia, the best lady swimmers of the world at the Stockholm Olympic Games, is no great beauty, to judge by her facial features as presented in the sporting press. But as Miss Fanny sensibly remarks, I do not swim with my face.
Fanny's sister Mary came along as chaperone. She said that she was looking forward to having a good time in Europe. At the Olympics, Fanny wore the heavy woolen swimming costume of the day, including a modesty skirt, that all had to be dragged through the water, while Mina wore a radically streamlined silk costume. But I don't imagine either was thinking about what she looked like as their race began. Well, you know what happened? Fanny won. She was Australia's first female gold medalist in swimming, doing 100 metres in 1 minute 22.2 seconds. And 3 seconds behind her was Mina, taking silver. They were world champions. Miss Rose Scott, head of the Ladies Amateur Swimming Association, resigned.
Miss Fanny Durack, the world's champion lady swimmer, is home again from Olympia. She was on board the steamer Omra this morning, where an evening news reporter found her. The Queen of Swimmers, as the Germans have called her, was in high spirits.
Fanny went on to break 12 more world records between 1912 and 1918, in distances from 100 yards to a mile. World War I meant there was no 1916 Olympic Games, and Fanny became seriously ill just before the 1920 Games, so she was unable to defend her crown. She held world records in the 100 yards freestyle from 1912 to 1921, 100 metres freestyle from 1912 to 1920, 220 yards freestyle from 1915 to 1921, 500 metres freestyle in 1916, and the 1 mile from 1914 to 1926. She was amazing. Fanny died in 1956 and was buried here in Waverley Cemetery, not far from where she learned to swim and had spent so many hours training with her friend, Mina Wiley. Follow the cliff path and you'll see McIver's Ladies Pool and Wiley's Ocean Baths just south of here. Bring your towel.
Waverley Cemetery, stories of the famous and the forgotten.